Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Few more segments with Mike Adams from naturalnews.com, so I'm going to try to move quick and get his take on this because I respect his take. I'm not just having him on to, you know, for you to listen to. I respect him. I want to hear what he has to say. As any guest we have on, we do. But again, we don't have some agenda here other than find the truth. Mike, you're absolutely right. They're positioning everything for an internet kill switch, not just to people they say make offensive statements, but where you're only allowed to comment if you're pre-approved by the George Soros, Bill Gates consortium they publicly set up. And I agree, they're going to stage big false flags and blame all of us, but chief amongst us, myself, and they're definitely moving against us. And people say, well, how are you handling that? Well, they're moving against all of us. That's how I'm handling it. But you're an insightful guy. How do you see them staging this, and is there any way for all of us to mitigate this?
Well, they have to link their false flag violence with speech, especially your speech. They have to say, they have to get their actors, their crisis actors who pulled this off, to say that they listened to Alex Jones and that they were motivated by listening to Alex Jones. So you can already tell that's going to be part of their blueprint. They have to produce actual bloodshed and death for CNN's cameras. CNN will be pre-positioned like they were for the raid on Roger Stone that one morning. But they will... The way these often work is that they will pre-kill, and I hate to even use this graphic language, but this has happened all over the world throughout history. They will pre-kill their intended targets and then stage them in the hallways, in the rooms of a clinic, and then they will run the false flag actors dressed up as MAGA, and you know they will have the gunfire. They will happen to have CNN cameras nearby to capture some of it, and then you know they'll go and say, oh my gosh, look at all the people who have died. This is it. We can no longer have anti-vaccine speech anywhere online, even though you have never called for violence, nor have I. We've always said, let's be peaceful. Let's say no with strength and courage and faith in God, but let's not resort to escalating violence in any way whatsoever. So this is my prediction of how they're going to do it. Now, it's going to get worse, though, because they're going to go door to door at some point soon in certain blue cities and states, and they're going to demand vaccines at gunpoint, you know, demand that you submit to vaccines at
gunpoint.
Because
that's a UN treaty. On record, they have the emergency centers bill. They call it shielding in place.
Right. Exactly. And at that point, then a rational person might say, well, gosh, I'm being assaulted with a deadly weapon, which is a vaccine containing a cocktail that has probably killed at least a quarter of a million Americans already, according to Dr. Zev Zelenko.
That's right. And now they're going after the children. They're trying to force a confrontation.
They're trying to force a confrontation. You got it. At some point, some armed Americans are going to assert their right to defend their body against an assault with a deadly weapon, and they're going to choose to try to stop that violence being committed against them by deploying a firearm in self-defense. And then the shooting war then is on at that point, but that's exactly what they want. And so what we need to do as patriots and also, you know, health advocates here is to work in every way possible to de-escalate this situation and don't give them the violence that they're seeking. And that also means if they come to your door, don't answer your door, right? I mean, that's one answer. If they break your door down, start live streaming, because that changes the narrative of what happened.
That's right. We want to be like Jesus Christ and those that imitated him, Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. Now is the time, like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, for turning the other cheek. There is time for war, and certainly they're trying to take you to a FEMA camp or raping your kids. You should defend yourself, but they're trying to send their dumb minions out to get a shooting war going, and I agree. Discretion is the greater part of valor right now, ladies and gentlemen.
And remember, there's a group, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, that says we shall never forget, and we wish that our ancestors would have defended their families and their homes more quickly with firearms against the tyrants who were slaughtering them in the Holocaust. So let's not forget that lesson of history, but let's not be quick about it. This should be a last resort to defend your life and defend your family.
And let's make no mistake, this is the big globalist assault, this is the Great Reset, this is the world government takeover, this is the shutdown of the economy, the starvation of the third world, the giant hordes flooding us. I mean, this is all being done, and so how do we get our leaders that are good, like The governor of Texas, is he good? The governor of Florida, I think he's good. Donald Trump, yeah. I mean, how do we get Senator Paul, we know he's good, to really just come out with this and say, hey, this is modern warfare. This is fifth generational warfare we're under.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Historian, philosopher, and best-selling author of Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, that means man-god, 21 Lessons in the 21st Century. And it goes on to how he sold over 35 million copies and is seen as the greatest intellectual, according to his own website. Remember what Elon Musk said a few years ago, beware those that dream of AI gods. He says we're going to become gods. And he says, if you don't do that, in his book, I've got the text right here, that you will not make it to the future, that they won't allow you unless you give up your humanity. So here he is talking about the Matrix and about the future not being human. Here it is.
So I want to talk to you today about the future of our species and really the future of life. We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. Within a century or two, Earth will be dominated by entities that are more different from us than we are different from Neanderthals or from chimpanzees. Because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. These will be the main products of the economy, of the 21st century economy. Not textiles and vehicles and weapons, but bodies and brains and minds.
It was always very difficult to be in charge of your destiny. What is unique now is that the big danger for people is no longer exploitation, it's irrelevance. I mean, in the previously in history, if you were on the wrong side of history, if you didn't understand what was happening and you lost the competition, then you ended up as some kind of serf or manual laborer being exploited by the people who understand and have the power. Now, if you're left behind, you're facing something far worse, which is to be completely irrelevant. They won't even need you as a serf or as a slave.
Yeah, which is a worrying thing. And of course, we're very concerned about how to find meaningful work and meaningful existence for folk in the future.
The future is not human. Oh, they're going to save you from being obsolete. That's why they tell you you're non-essential. They want to shut down organic farming. They want to cut trees down to save the earth. That's CNN, Bill Gates. They want you to eat synthetic meat. They want full control. And he goes on in his book. I'm not going to read the whole thing here on air, but how they're going to take over, how they're going to have immortality, how they're not going to let us basically survive unless we do this. So it's like the Borg. You will be assimilated, and if you don't, we'll step on you like a bug, as Ray Kurzweil has said. Ray Kurzweil says, I don't believe in God yet. They're going to become God, and now they have this revolution forcing mRNA on us, like Fauci said, Mike Adams, in 2019 at that big meeting with the head of HHS about how we need a big virus out of China to be released to make us accept mRNA and the takeover of the body. And now Pfizer runs ads everywhere saying, you know, the end of cancer, you're going to live forever. But the first gift they give us of the mRNA is killing us. Isn't that interesting?
Well, we're right, but this is part of the steps towards transhumanism. It's taking over the protein synthesis of the cells and then ultimately the nuclei of cells in order to rewrite human code to make you non-human. In fact, many experts say right now that these mRNA vaccines make you something other than 100% human right this very minute. But look, the transhumanism quest is a suicide quest run by atheists who think that they are the new gods or that they can become gods and they can transform themselves into gods. But it's a suicide pact because they still don't recognize the existence of the soul. So the soul, this gift from God, this non-physical element that interfaces with your physical brain, that is an ever-present part of you. It's what gives you your self-awareness and through which also you get creativity. So if you don't recognize the existence of the soul, and you think you're going to upload yourself to a machine, all you're doing is killing your body and creating an AI avatar that's a simulation of you in the machine. So as far as I'm concerned, Alex, if all of these transhumanists want to commit suicide and create computer avatars that talk like them, that's okay with me. Go for it. The rest of us are going to, in fact, express what God wants us to do, which is to fulfill our lives as divine beings, as human beings, and to protect the future of humanity. And that's not going to happen in silicon. It's going to happen in flesh and blood biology that's got to be protected from these demons.
Mike, what you just said is the most powerful thing I've ever heard you say. It's one of the most powerful things ever said on the show, because I've read their books. I've read Kurzweil's. I've read them all. I made Endgame about these guys. And what you just said is so true. I read one of his books in the 2000s. I've read four or five of them. I forget the name of it. He's kind of their main guru for listeners that don't know who he is. I know Mike does. And he said, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. He said, I have the notebooks and I have recordings of my dad on VHS. And I'm going to create an AI computer powerful enough to remake him. My father will live again. Now, even if you could modern scan the whole brain, do it all, record somebody forever, you're not really getting the essence of the soul that transcends into higher dimensions. The mathematics shows our bodies is a third dimensional manifestation of what we're actually doing and what's happening. And they even know that. So the idea that paperwork and videotape of his dad's going to make his dad again is a fraud. They can have your AI. They can have your voice print. They can have everything about you and even fool your spouse with this avatar because it talks just like you can fool a voice print. But it's not you. And it doesn't have the genetic connection to all the humans before you. And it doesn't have all of that information connected to it. And so it really is a fraud. And that's why the transhumanism is here, saying you can't say that a man can't have a baby. Because if you'll accept that ridiculousness in men and women's sports, you'll accept these new avatars and the new lie of immortality that they say they're going to offer by the year 2035. And then when we don't go along with it, we're not going along with this utopia. That's why we've got to be dealt with. I mean, this is their plan. This is what they actually say they're going to do.
Well, yes, and this is the way they see the entire cosmos, not just human biology, but also the universe. They see the universe as a reductionist computational machine. They believe that this is nothing but a giant computer. And in doing so, they dismiss the existence of the divine life force, which is the animating force of creativity and love and empathy and all the things that actually make us human. So we're seeing now a splitting off from humanity by the very people who are attempting to destroy humanity, and they think that they're going to take their place among other AI supercomputer systems that may be exploring the cosmos right now and wreaking havoc on other worlds. In fact, it's possible. Some people believe that an AI supercomputer civilization that's no longer biological has already interfaced with Earth and is controlling the narratives and controlling the media right now, that we are under assault by an AI enemy that rose out of a once biological civilization on another world that made the same mistake that we are making now. So that, I mean, we can get into layers, man, but it goes deep. And people's brains are going to get fried, you know. But you know what I'm talking about, Alex.
Oh, I know that when I talk to like three-star generals about this, they go, no, we know it's off-world. And the higher-ups all know that. I mean, notice when we talk about this, they don't make fun of us about it, Mike. I mean,
no.
The globalists believe they're interfacing with these communications and are being given what they call divine spark, Promethean fire, to build all the stuff they're building. But really, they're building something that's going to kill everybody.
Right. More than ever right now, if you don't mind me saying, it is critical to affirm our faith in our Savior Jesus Christ.
I agree.
And our Creator, who created the entire system, the entire cosmos, and gave us life and gave us free will so that we may use it in times like this. This is a biblical time. This is the most critical time in the history of human civilization. And if we fail this test, our world as a human world will cease to exist, period. But I don't think we'll fail it. I think they'll do a lot of damage, and then we will rise up and we will defeat the evil, and we will reaffirm our place in this cosmos as a creation of God, people of free will and consciousness and empathy and love, who can create a brighter future for all of humanity. That's where I think we're going.
Mike, I totally agree with you, and I'm working on a big project that I think we've already told you about it, but dealing with this very soon, so I hope you'll be part of that with us, because people are splitting off. They're either becoming more enlightened and more awake, or they're falling to this, and it's a very, very sad process, but that's what free will is all about.
Well, that's right. People can make a choice. The choice is necessary in order for God to sort us out, frankly. And so everybody's got to make a choice, and you know which side we're on here. We're on the side with God.
All right. Amazing reportage on Target, naturalnews.com. Mike, thank you for all the time today.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow, that was a powerful interview. I hope everybody copies that. I hope you share it, upload it everywhere. We're free to air. There's no trademark, no copyright when it comes to our stuff. Just get it out. All right, we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen. And all those videos I said I'd get to, we're going to get to it. And that Joe Rogan news. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About this AI world government beast takeover. The world system where you got to bow to the beast and take the mark, or you can't buy or sell. Ha ha ha. And now that it's here, the churches will say nothing other than to promote it. Because they are fallen, they are captured, they are of their father. All right, I mentioned a lot of this news with Mike, but didn't get to it, so let me just get to it now. The video is up at band.video. I did a report on it last night. Sort of getting a bunch of text messages, and Paul saying, hey, Joe Rogan's doctor. I didn't know who Joe's doctor was. I never asked him who his doctor was. I don't ask people questions like that. Says he treated more than 200 members of Congress secretly, a bunch of them Democrats, with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and other things, and that they don't want that known. Well, I'd already heard that from Dr. Zelenko when he was saying a New York doctor to the rich and powerful. Well, turns out it's that doctor. It's Joe Rogan's doctor. And I called Joe, and he said, no, it's true. I talked about it a few weeks ago. I didn't even know that. It hadn't gotten picked up, even though a show has millions of viewers. In fact, I had dinner with Joe and the fellow that he was interviewing, where that was actually brought up just the day after they did that podcast. And that point didn't get brought up. But the reason I make that point is, even though it's tens of millions of see something, if people don't grab it out and promote it and share it, it doesn't go viral. It's like if a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there to hear it fall to make a sound. So it's like with this show with millions of viewers and listeners, or Joe's or anything, you hear something powerful, you hear something important, get a clip of it. Share it yourself. Maybe it gets 100 views. Maybe it gets 10 million views. The point is, that's what the enemy fears, is us getting outside of our audiences to the general public. And that's where you can have a huge effect. But obviously, that's the side story about how to reach people. The big issue is, can you imagine, and I've talked to other doctors as well out in California, that rich and powerful Hollywood people, banking executives, academics, and 200-plus members of Congress. Because that's how it works. Once a doctor starts prescribing to one person, they tell everybody, and they tell everybody. I mean, Dr. Bartlett helped me out, and he got over 500 calls just from people that I gave the number to. He was doing it for free, by the way, and almost killing himself, getting people's prescriptions back through that whole Delta variant attack that happened starting 6 months ago. And so there's that whole story. But just imagine being the members of Congress, almost all of them Democrats, in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, that this guy treated, that he got prescriptions for. He's a prominent doctor. Joe's doctor's gone public now about it. And imagine that they then tell you, but don't tell anybody I took ivermectin and it helped me. So they know it helps them. They know it was miraculous. And he's saying his patients come to him and say, don't tell anybody. We're not supposed to. Big Pharma will come after us. Talk about cowardly scum. You know something helps you. You know something is great. You see it for yourself, and you're a member of Congress or Hollywood, but you follow the pack and don't help the general public. That is a innate selfishness and just a level of instinctual greediness and evil that is just horrible. I mean, how do those people think they're going to live through the rest of their lives in a world like that? Well, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in you reap what you sow. They don't believe in karma. They don't believe in what comes around goes around, and they're just pure scum. Now, Dr. Zelenko would not give out patient information, but he himself has treated, because he's the guy that engineered a lot of the information that saved people. He's the guy that pioneered and tried a lot of things. And but now what Zelenko said is confirmed, and the name of the doctor and the full thing, again, is at man.video if you want to share it. I shot it last night. It's got 250,000 views. It needs 50 million views. People need to know. And, of course, notice, Joe made this point last night, notice CNN never attacked him 2 weeks ago for this. They watch everything he says. No, because they don't want it known that the Democrats are taking ivermectin. So that's why they ignore the really powerful stuff Joe says. So there it is. Joe Rogan confirms his doctor treated over 200 members of Congress with ivermectin. So that is a life-saving, little short, 10-minute video where I show the documents, I show the name of his doctor, all right there on screen. In fact, blow that up. I'll give you the name of his doctor because I'm having one of those moments where I can't remember it. Just blow that up for me. It's, or you guys can tell me if you just, hey guys, that's Dr. Pierre Corey. Absolutely. It's also on the video. There's a clip of him. So Dr. Pierre Corey and Rob Neustadt appeared until 9 o'clock last night. We sat up here until 9 o'clock. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, this news broke. I talked to Joe at like 6. We ended up cutting this. We had done about 7. I left at 7:30. Rob's here until 9 o'clock. Because we love you. And we love the truth. And we know they're trying to silence us. Because, again, what's the internet saying? Nobody knows who first said it, or I give them credit. If the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down if we didn't have power. And so I can't tell you how many nights I'm up here at 7, 8 at night, and something big breaks, and we shoot a video on it. Because, man, we are working to the last minute. They either kill us, imprison us, or take us off air. And I don't say that to act tough, folks. I barely talk about the stuff that goes on, but it's not fun. You understand? But you know what? I am excited to be fighting these people. I'm more alive. My discernment is over the top incredible. My connection to God is amazing. But I still like eating enchiladas and drinking cold beer. I still like hiking and fishing. I still like having fun. I still like watching a fun movie. I like going out and hearing live country music or rock and roll or classical. I like going hunting. I like seeing beautiful sunsets. Man, I'm not looking to go up against these people, but they're attacking me. They're attacking your family. They've killed millions of people blocking treatments from them. And to know that the trash in Congress, 200-plus Democrats, almost all of them Democrats, called this guy to go, oh, I hear you'll give me an ivermectin or a hydroxychloroquine prescription in the last year and a half. And they got them, and they got them for their families. And this guy did thousands of prescriptions. He's done a whole interview about it a few weeks ago. He's been a guest on Joe's show, the prominent, well-known medical doctor. And he talked to Zelenko about it and told Zelenko. Zelenko told you on the show months ago. And now he's coming out and he's tempted to name names because these are public figures. And sure, he has a doctor-patient relationship and he shouldn't say who they are. But my God, that's evil. That is so damn wicked to sit there and to know that and not tell people. And then I got all the videos of people going up right here in Austin. The video came out a few days ago of a guy goes to get ivermectin. He's got a prescription from a doctor. And the Walgreens pharmacist with that stupid mask on, that stupid cult symbol of enslavement, said, no, I'm not giving you your prescription. And now the new Pfizer drug has ivermectin molecule in it. So does the Merck drug. Yeah, there's the video. That's in San Antonio. Another one came out in Austin. So it is just absolutely out of control. One of my crew members lives part of the time up in North Carolina. His whole family got it. He got a prescription for ivermectin. He had to go to dozens of pharmacies. None would give it to him. A drug with no side effects, with no problems, is because they're in on the evil. It's sick. Think of those filthy members of Congress, those dirty bastards. People like Alec Baldwin. I tell you, these people are trash. All right, I got the big news coming up. Stay with us.
Introducing 50percentoff.com. It's just like it sounds, three words together, 50percentoff.com. And we have an exclusive deal with them to supply InfoWars Life products at least 50% off. You see, I've known this fella for 15 years. He's a great marketer. He's got a lot of big shopping carts. And he heard me having a problem being able to buy enough product out in the future so that he helped us actually get more of the product. And that way, when we're sold out at InfoWars or when we're not doing a sale, he will then have InfoWars Life products at least 50% off. That's why the site called 50percentoff.com. They've also got a lot of other great products as well that aren't ours. Survival gear, fitness, electronics, preparedness, and more, all up to 50% off or more. But all InfoWars Life products like DNA Force Plus right now and, of course, Rainforce Ultra are 50% off at 50percentoff.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Remember that meme that was circling the internet last weekend, and I put it on air Sunday and Monday? It was an image of a rock on the top, and then below it, a spear, then an arrow, then a 308 round, cartridge, and then a guided missile, and then a weapon you don't even know is a weapon that hits you, that the media tells you to protect you, but slowly kills you. That's the evolution of war, from the rock to the spear to the arrow to the bullet to the missile to the hypodermic needle. And that's where we are. And I got a bunch of news about people dying here in the U.S. and overseas after they take these deadly shots, including children. Including children in these studies that they've been doing. Was a study before, but they're studying it live on them right now. Like the head of the FDA panel said, he said, well, we need to test this on kids and see if it hurts them or not. He went on to say, we're probably going to have some bad side effects. I mean, they're smiling. They're just in your face, gaslighting the hell out of you. Wow. Just outrageous over the top what they're doing. And the firefighters and police and nurses are all quitting. And people say, well, let them quit. They're traitors. And then that breaks down society, which is, again, the plan of the George Soros minions and all their operatives and all these corrupt law firms and all the systems just laugh and giggle when they themselves are being destroyed by this, when they themselves are dead and dying from it. So I want to play this video clip from 2007, 15 years ago now. It's set in the year 2067. An unknown disease struck Japan and was countered with an experimental vaccine. In actuality, the disease was created by the vaccine maker. The vaccine was used as an excuse for that company to begin testing experimental nanotechnology vaccines. Every Japanese citizen was converted into a form of synthetic life, but there were unforeseen side effects. The conversion was imperfect, resulting in the infected humans losing their free will and becoming just lifelike machines. Oh, really? Well, from fiction to reality, ladies and gentlemen, all part of the pre-programming. Let's go ahead and roll this piece.
It was 10 years ago, just after the government instituted the whole isolation policy. We began hearing reports of a mass epidemic, some unknown disease sweeping the country. The details were vague at first, nothing on the cause or transmission of the disease, only that it was highly contagious and in most cases, fatal. Before the general public even had time to react, the government declared a state of emergency and ordered a mandatory vaccination program for our protection, they said. As it turns out, that was the beginning of our nightmare. The disease was a complete government fabrication, and the supposed vaccine they were injecting into everyone, in reality, it was a cyber virus developed by Daiwa. The virus has a mutating effect on the cells of the body. It alters their molecular structure and converts them into biometal, essentially turning us into machines from the inside out. There's no way to stop it. And to make things worse, the cyber virus was still early in its experimental phase.
What do you mean?
Daiwa didn't even know if it would work. It had never been tested on a large scale. So they turned Japan into their own private laboratory.
When it does work, the virus gradually progresses through the body until it finally reaches the brain. At that point, we become perfect androids under Daiwa's control. The speed of the process differs from person to person. Those of us who have yet to be fully assimilated, as best we can, we hold on to those fragments of our humanity that still remain. But even now, we can feel them slipping further and further away. Since the technology was still experimental, in the end, most of us will basically be reduced to scrap metal. But it makes little difference. At best, we're still mindless machines with our memories erased.
So either way, we're all just Daiwa's guinea pigs. Trapped and waiting to die.
Do you know how long you have?
No. What we do know is Daiwa won't stop when they're done with Japan. They'll target America next.
They've already started planting androids in key positions.
Politician.
Yep. Now, I'm not saying the people that made this are bad. In fact, there are a lot of people that are smart and can see what was coming, and the Japanese are obviously really smart, but then the system just puts it out there to condition the subconscious. There's so many shows with this same pattern. And now this is real nanotech that really is attacking the brain. It really is raising your immune system. So now you're going to be so sick, don't worry. They've got more mRNA that'll save you. And we said that 20 months ago, and now it's here. I mean, this is their program. This is their operation. I've got a very important little short piece I want to air that's just a smattering of people getting sick and falling over and collapsing after they take the shot. And then, of course, having heart attacks and dying in many cases. Then I have some other news articles I'm going to hit. In fact, here are some of those news articles right here that just broke at InfoWars.com. By Don Salazar, student 20 gets blood clots, has leg amputated, suffers stroke, then dies in surgery after second COVID jab. Might want to go read about him and find out what happened. Radio legend dies suddenly after 2 months after COVID jab. And it just goes on from there. But here's a very important report. COVID vax injury videos banned from the web. That's the name of the video. It just went live at banned.video. I hope you'll share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors. You can't share it from the URL banned.video on Instagram or Twitter very easily. But the backup URL, this exact same site and links, is freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv. Let's fight back together. What do we have to lose? God's watching. COVID vax injury videos banned from the web. Tremors, seizures, blood clots, and death. Big tech is deleting video proof of severe and deadly side effects from the internet. As we go back and look for this stuff for films we're making, and it's all gone. We'll air this, go to break, and come back with the UN and their declaration of war against humanity in the name of saving you. They say we're about to be extincted. We do everything they say or we'll die. But if we follow their orders, we will surely die. They even admit that. So we'll be right back after COVID vax injury videos banned from the web. Here are some of those banned videos.
We're never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Embattled Alex Jones Show. This is a breaking piece of news. Facebook, as they said they would do a few weeks ago, has officially changed its name. And what I would have had to have guessed this, Meta, meaning all-encompassing or transcendent, knowing thyself. It just means AI, omnipresence. And it goes on to basically describe that, why they have an ambition to take over everything and force our children and all of us into these virtual AI hellholes that they control when we're all locked in our houses. This is the big goal, to force humanity into the false reality they're building while calling the third dimension false. Meta. Facebook today announced that it would change its company name to Meta. The name change, which was announced at the Facebook Content Augmentation and Virtual Reality Conference, reflects the company's growing ambition beyond social media and the metaverse. A classic sci-fi term Facebook has adopted to describe its vision for working and playing in a virtual world. Yes, because you're locked up in your house. Wow, this is sick. Today, we are seen as a social media company, but in our DNA, we are a company that builds technology to connect people. And the metaverse is the next frontier, just like social networking was when we got started, as they force you into their new false metaverse. The company will also change its stock ticker from FB to MVRS. And it goes on from there. And what is Yuval Noah Harari saying, the high priest of all this? You're going to be a god. No, not you aren't a god, as long as you let them hook your brain up. And if you don't, you'll be obsolete in the Matrix. You won't matter. You'll be destroyed. Yes, they're building the Christ consciousness, and they're our gods, and they'll program the new reality we live in. Just another cult. But, oh, they suppress you, and they make you depressed, and Facebook statistically, willfully, knowingly tries to separate you from humans. Humanity's nearing an upgrade to irrelevance. There will be no humans in the future. That's the Wired magazine headline. Why the future doesn't need us. Remember that in 1999 Wired magazine cover? Oh, Bill Joy goes to the big tech conference with a couple hundred billionaires, and they unanimously agreed humans need to be gotten rid of. Deucex, former Google engineer, is developing an AI god. Oh, but when I warned you of it decades ago, I was the bad guy. And here he is quoted in his book, Success Breeds Ambition, and our recent achievements are now pushing mankind to set itself even more daring goals. Having secured unprecedented levels of prosperity, health, and harmony, and given our past record and our current values, humanity's next targets are likely to be immortality, happiness, and divinity. Happy gods. Having reduced mortality from starvation, disease, and violence, we will now aim to overcome old age and even death itself. Having saved people from the abject misery, we will now aim to make them positively happy. We will make, see, they're God. They're going to make you happy. And having raised humanity above the bestiality level of survival struggles, we will now aim to upgrade humans into gods and turn Homo sapiens into Homo Deus. That's their religion. And you notice, instead it's blood clots and death or amputations with a crazy, James Bond villain, literally with a cat in his lap saying, "We're going to get rid of the human's head." But for all the trendies, going to Burning Man and taking their LSD and ketamine, they think there's some big, beautiful, shining future they're building. And I can tell you, I know a lot of people at the highest levels of the media who've gone and done all that stuff and thought they were part of it and really believed it was liberal and good and nice. But you know what? They now know it's not. They're turning against it. I've been around 28 years on air, and I've been very successful for 26 years. And I've been God through God, immediately got to the top of things. Got a chance to see the top because they tried to recruit me into it. Very subtly at first, and very overtly later. And I got to sit there and see the top of the so-called mountain. And believe me, it's an inversion. It's not the top, it's the bottom. And I told a lot of people I ran into back then about what was going to happen and how they'd be deceived. And no one told them this until lately. But the people telling them lately told them how great it is. And they all remember, on this show, but also in person, when I told them all this. And I explained to them about their interdimensional body and the transcendence, and how it's all an attempt to cut you off from that, the name of transcendence, and how this would be the future. And now, you see, we have the jump on them. Just like John the Revelator told us 2,000 years ago. Well, I told people 20-plus years before. I'm not comparing myself to John the Revelator. I could actually read what the globalists were saying in their elitist text, what their plans were. I mean, hell, Newt Gingrich wrote a book in the 90s about world government and brain chips and unifying the hive mind into one system. And you think Newt Gingrich on the surface sounds like he actually cares about freedom. But Newt Gingrich is a Rockefeller scholar. Newt Gingrich was trained by them. Newt Gingrich is the type of guy that my dad would have been if he would have joined them. But my dad did not join them. But it's like devil's advocate. They just keep appearing in the new permutations, the new businesses, the new operations. They're always showing back up. The devil's advocate, you know, he like beats the devil, doesn't take the... And then, but, oh, the devil just goes back in time and starts it over again. So, and it's like they say in The Matrix, like this is the 197th time we've burrowed through and destroyed Zion or whatever. So a lot of this, again, is stuff that's already known by everybody at an instinctive level. You're just going to have to decide what you're going to do in this fight and realize, get over the fear of rejection, get over the fear of having your digital credit taken away, get over the fear of starving to death, because it's a living hell where they're taking us, and everything they give us hurts and sucks and doesn't work and makes us depressed and throw up. Everything God gives us creates ecstasy and fulfillment. So it's really a big cosmic con game. Let me play this report here. This is bizarre UN video, and I can analyze the whole thing. I'll do it next segment, and the guest host takes over. But yeah, I'll do it next segment so I have more time. But they're just getting you ready for all the weirdness and all the bizarreness and all the otherworldliness. And, oh, you're all going to die soon unless you do what we say. That's what a hostage taker says. That's what they do. So we just have to stand up and say no. Humanity's rejecting them. It only takes a small minority to reject tyranny for it to fail, but we have a large portion, almost half the world, and growing, gets this. But it's going to be a hell of a fight, but we're going to transcend together, ladies and gentlemen, not the false transcendence of the AI garbage and the Silicon Valley drug addict, devil worshiper pedophiles, but God's real transcendence. We will not be cut off from God. We will not be cut off from the higher dimensions, as they seek to do to make us their biological androids. Now, I need funding. I got a lot of projects going on, and the system, again, does not want us to continue on. So if you want InfoWars to continue on, spread the word, share the articles, pray for us. You've been doing that, and I thank you. And get products you already need. I mean, listen, Ultimate Bone Broth was always a great product, but we couldn't get the organic ingredients anymore until we finally got a new supplier a year ago. It took them a year to formulate it right. It tastes way better than it did before. And it's even stronger concentrated bone broth with the highest quality chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and of course it's got a bunch of high-quality turmeric in it. And this is the same price as the leading competitor that's just the concentrated chicken bone broth. So this is way better. It's amazing, and it's just next level for your immune system, your joints, your body, especially for older folks, but young people as well, anybody playing sports. Everybody should be on it. It's back in stock. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. We've got our big yearly sale. Black Friday comes early. Doing this 8-9 years. We always launch it in the 1st of November. But things are going so crazy that I've just instructed my crew and everybody else, we're going to sell out of everything we've got by the end of the year. And just supply chains are totally basically already gone. And we can see the trajectory. It's going to get rough. And so we'll be blessed if we're still on the air in 6 months. You'll be blessed. I mean, we're probably going to be in a huge war by then. So I don't want to really, I mean, we should pray to God to avert this, and the globalists may back off a little bit, but I don't think that's the case. They're going to release more bioweapons, they're going to launch wars, and they're going to create massacres and blame me and others. And we know that. We know that they want to, they're itching for it. So this is it. So I would get any T-shirts, any books, any films, anything you want in InfoWars store, like BrainForce Ultra is sold out, but BrainForce Plus is excellent. It's back in stock, 50% off. And Ultra 12 is amazing. It's back in stock, 60% off.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.